Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
The prettiest streets I shall ever behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting, by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square. Beyond this world of strife, and the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. I want to meet you by that beautiful river on that eternal morning in the sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting, by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife, and the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing morning by the river of life.
Amen. Mark chapter 16, verse number 9. The Bible said, "Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. She went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept, and as they heard that he was alive, and hadn't been seen of her, believed not. And after that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country, and they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen." Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you this morning, Lord, how we thank you, God, for the day. that you've given, Lord, the blessings upon our life for strength and health this morning, God. Thank you for your precious word this morning, God, that we can draw strength from, find direction, God, and instruction for our life today, God. And Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit of God that we feel stirring in our heart today, Lord. And I pray that wherever your people are gathered together, that you'd be in the midst this morning, God. I pray the name of Christ be exalted and lifted up, and may draw all men unto him this morning, God. I pray that, Lord, that maybe someone come to the saving knowledge of Christ this day and be born in the family of God. Lord, maybe that backslider, Lord, Lord, be drawn back into the fold this morning, God. I pray for those that are carrying the burdens, Lord, those that are weighted down this morning, God, that you'd lift, Lord, yoke up this morning with them today, Lord. I pray for that one feels like they're about to go under, that you'd throw out the lifeline this morning, God. I thank you this morning for your love and mercy, for the gift of your Son Jesus, salvation this morning, Lord. I do pray this morning to answer prayer concerning those that we made mention that are sick, those this morning, God, that are afflicted this morning, God. I ask you, Lord, to touch their lives in a special way. Bless all your men that boldly stand this morning, proclaim the truths of thy word. Open ears and hearts today. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen this morning. Now, I'm going to preach on the thought today concerning the footprints of salvation. Dear friend, the footprints of salvation this morning. Dear friend, I'm a full gospel preacher this morning. I attend a full gospel church. Dear friend, though it may not be out on the sign, brother, I don't accept or settle for anything less. Dear friend, I believe the Bible makes it clear. Dear friend, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said, I declare unto you the gospel, how that Jesus died according to the scriptures, I was buried, and thank God, dear friend, on the third day rose again, according to the scriptures. Dear friend, that's the full gospel this morning. Dear friend, you can't add anything to it. Dear friend, you can't take anything away from it. Dear friend, and it still be pure and full, dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, I tell you, we oftentimes tend to place emphasis on the first part of the gospel this morning. Dear friend, how that Jesus died. Dear friend, upon the cross, upon the tree there at Calvary. And so we should this morning. Dear friend, it was there that our Lord became our Savior. It was there that he took our place. It was there that he bore our shame and our sorrow. Dear friend, that he purged our sins. Dear friend, that he took our punishment for the stain, dear friend, of sins in our life. It was there he laid down his life and shed his blood and gave his all, dear friend, that you and I might be saved this morning. It was there that God the Father placed upon him the iniquity of us all. It was there that he took our chastening, dear friend, bore, dear friend, our sin and sorrow this morning. Dear friend, but I want you to understand, the Bible said, dear friend, this morning, if Christ was not risen, dear friend, then we're still in the sinking ship that we was to begin with. If Christ be not risen, dear friend, then we're still, dear friend, dead in our trespasses. Dear friend, we're still lost and undone without God. If Christ is not the first fruit of them, dear friend, believe this morning, and them this morning that have died, dear friend, if he's not alive today, dear friend, then everything we do, dear friend, has been in vain and is in vain this morning. Because he lives, I thank God I can live also. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, dear friend, let me tell you something. It still takes all three elements of the gospel, dear friend, to be complete in our salvation. Paul said, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, as others which have had no hope. For if we believe that Christ died, dear friend, and rose again, even so with him, dear friend, will he bring with him those that are asleep in Christ Jesus this morning. The Bible said in Romans 10:9-10, if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt
not be saved. And the Bible said he died for our offenses. And dear friend, he died for our sins. But he was raised for our justification. Woo! Hallelujah. And dear friend, this morning I'm glad that he died. I was buried. But thank God he rose again. And dear friend, it makes salvation accessible for you and I this morning. The Bible said in Titus, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. That's the poor and the rich, the old and the young, the male, the female. Dear friend, this morning, does it matter? The Bible said, whosoever, dear friend, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, that God so loved the world, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear friend, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And he that's athirst say, come. And whosoever will, let him come. And take of the waters of life freely. It's not God's will that any should perish, but all to come to repentance. He said, I've stretched forth my arm. Dear friend, and no man has regarded me. Dear friend, I'm glad that through the death, the burial, and the resurrection, that Jesus Christ has made salvation accessible unto all men. I'm glad through the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ, salvation is adequate. Amen. Christ paid the full price. Dear friend, he didn't partly pay it. He didn't partly satisfy the note. Dear friend, we've not got to accept Christ and add our own works or something into it. It's a full gospel and it fully saves. Amen. You can't add anything to it. You can't redo it somewhere down the road. Dear friend, it doesn't need to be done more than once. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, he saves to the uttermost and he saves eternally. Dear friend, this morning, the full gospel, dear friend, that I have received from the Lord Jesus Christ is complete and perfect in all ways this morning. I'm glad it's absolute. Dear friend, there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. There is only one way, not a way, not some way, not many ways to God, as some today would like you to believe. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, Jesus said, no man can come unto the Father but by me. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad that he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, Jesus Christ, don't be ashamed of him, because it's only through his name and through his blood and through his sacrifice that we have salvation, full and free. Thank God this morning. After the resurrection, though, you'll find in these scriptures, Jesus walked the face of this earth for 40 days until he ascended. Dear friend, this morning, he never appeared to the masses again other than the 500 brethren. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, but I'll tell you, those that he did appear to are significant, dear friend, in how that you and I are saved this morning. In fact, if we'll follow the footprints of Jesus after his resurrection, it'll show you this morning, dear friend, how a precious soul is brought from the darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ, how their eyes are opened, dear friend, and they're brought unto salvation. Dear friend, this morning, I want to say, first of all, you'll find in the passage I read to you this morning, dear friend, they appeared first of all unto Mary, and he called her by name. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, after coming to the tomb, you'll find this account in John 20. The Bible said she came to anoint the body of Jesus, and she found the stone was rolled away and the body was gone. And there the angel said, and said, why seek you the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Dear friend, and she, dear friend, this morning began to weep. Dear friend, and fall upon her knees. Dear friend, and she heard, dear friend, a man, and saw a man, and thought he was the gardener this morning. Dear friend, she was distraught even after seeing the angels, as she still didn't recognize the Lord until he called her by name and said, Mary. Dear friend, and the Bible said, when he called her by name, as she said, my Lord and my God. Amen. How dear friend, do you remember the day the Lord called you by name? Hey, how dear friend, you may have known about Jesus. How dear friend, but you didn't recognize him for who he is until he called you by name. He said, I've chosen you and called you by name. How he said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. How you didn't love me, but I've loved you first. How dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, how dear friend, with searching that went on in a man's life, how you didn't know how to get to God, couldn't get to him if he knew where he was. I sure am glad the Savior and the Good Shepherd came to seek and to save that which was lost. How to leave the 99 and go after that one. And oh, I sent the congregation, how dear friend, this morning, but I remember how the preacher preaching to everybody in the congregation. But I remember when the invitation was given, how the Lord called me by I called me by name. I dear friend, this morning, and I recognize his voice. I dear friend, this morning, I dear friend, the Bible said she was sorrowful, weeping this morning. I dear friend, I'll tell you, the first time the Lord introduced himself unto me, I dear friend, it broke my heart as well. A godly sorrow leadeth unto repentance. A broken and contrite spirit he'll in no wise despise. Amen. I wonder about these sometimes. I dear friend, that nonchalantly come popping their bubble gum down the aisle. I dear friend, without a tear in their eyes. I dear friend, and giggling in. I dear friend, I'll tell you, I don't ever think they've ever been called out. I don't believe God's ever singled them out. It'll make a difference when you realize God knows your name and has your number. Amen. I dear friend, we found the first footprint of salvation is when the Lord calls us by name. How if the Bible said that he appeared unto two as they walked this morning? He's talking about those upon the road to Emmaus. You'll find the full account in Luke 24. I dear friend, this morning I think the second footprint, I dear friend, is being convicted, I dear friend, by the Spirit of God. Amen. Jesus said that no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and that's by the Holy Spirit of God this morning. Amen. As these two walked along the road, you remember the story, how the Bible said that Jesus began to expound to them the scriptures concerning himself, and their friend, they said, did not our heart burn within us, dear friend, as he talked to us along the way? Dear friend, this morning you just like Belshazzar, and when you seen the handwriting on the wall, your knees begin to buckle and your countenance begin to change. Dear friend, this morning God begins to wrap his finger around your heart. Amen. God shines the spotlight of heaven. Dear friend, and you want to be like Adam and hide behind a tree. Dear friend, you'll be like David when Nathan stood and pointed his finger and said, thou art the man. Dear friend, I'm telling you, old fashioned Holy Ghost conviction, dear friend, must fall upon a man before he'll ever get saved. Amen. Not only the Lord call his name, dear friend, but he convicted them upon the road to Emmaus. They felt his presence. Amen. They felt that tug upon their heart. They felt that burn within their soul. Dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, dear friend, this morning, dear friend, you're sitting in the house of God or by your bedside in the hospital. It don't matter where God saves you this morning, dear friend, but I'll tell you, you'll realize you're lost. Dear friend, you'll feel like the weight of the world's upon your soul. Dear friend, you'll feel a tug from another world. You won't be able to explain it, dear friend, this morning, but it'll be something, friend of mine, that'll burn in the back of your mind. Dear friend, the Bible said they not only felt his presence, they heard his preaching. Amen. When he began to preach to them and expound to them the scriptures concerning himself, the Bible said that God still chose through the foolishness of preaching to say save them that believe? How shall they call upon him whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe upon him whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. And dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, God still chose that through the instrument, through the avenue of preaching the word of God, dear friend, that he brings men under conviction, dear friend, and opens their heart and does a work in their life to bring them unto salvation this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said in verse 29 of Luke 24, dear friend, that he would have went further, but they constrained him to abide with them. They said, come in, dear friend, and eat with us. Dear friend, there's only so far the Lord's going to go. It's still your decision and your choice whether to invite him in. Dear friend, the Bible said, dear friend, if any man hear my voice, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open up, he said, I'll come in unto him. And that's what they did. Dear friend, this morning they invited him in this morning after their conviction. But you'll notice the next time he appeared in John chapter 20, he appeared unto the disciples in the upper room. Amen. Dear friend, this morning in the first time, Thomas was not there. But this time Thomas decided to show up. Dear friend, and Jesus told Thomas, I said, reach hither thy finger into my wounds, and reach hither thy hand into my side, and be not faithless, but believe. Brother, after the Lord's called your name, convicted you, dear friend, there must be faith, dear friend, that's conceived in your heart. You must believe. Dear friend, the Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. If thou shalt believe in thine heart the Lord Jesus. Dear friend, the Bible said, the jailer asked Paul and Silas, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, thou must believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that eunuch asked Philip, I said, here's water, what does hinder me from being baptized? And Philip said, you must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He that believeth, dear friend, this morning, and is baptized shall not be condemned this morning. Dear friend, but he that believeth not, dear friend, shall be damned. Dear friend, the emphasis is on believing, not baptizing. Dear friend, it's he that believeth not, dear friend, that's condemned already. Amen. The Bible said when the Holy Spirit is come into the world, he shall reprove the world of sin. Why? Because they believe not upon me. He didn't say because they're not baptized. He said because they believe not. Dear friend, they ain't but one sin that'll send your soul to hell, and that is to fail to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Dear friend, Thomas, dear friend, this morning may have been convicted, and because when Jesus appeared, he said, oh my Lord, it is you. Dear friend, but Jesus said, I want you to be convinced. Thomas, I want you to have faith. I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Amen. The flames of hell may scare a man down the aisle, and they ought to, but he still got to believe that Jesus is able to save him. Amen. He said, Thomas, I don't want you to have a doubt here this morning, because you've seen, you believe, but blessed are they that have not seen and yet they believe this morning. Brother, salvation is a personal experience. You've got to believe it for yourself this morning. Amen. Then he appeared unto Peter and John. Amen. Dear friend, and three times he said, Peter, do you love me? Dear friend, you know the story. Dear friend, I believe this morning after you've been called and convicted, and after you can see faith, you've got to confess. He said, do you love me, Peter? He said, Lord, you know I do. The Bible said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. Amen. Now I realize there's a confession this morning. Dear friend, when we're saved, we confess to Jesus Christ that he is the Lord and Savior. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, but I'll tell you, I believe there's confession beyond that as well. The Bible said if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. Forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Dear friend, the preacher ought not have to speak speak for you this morning. And dear friend, if you get saved this morning, I believe you'll have a desire. And dear friend, to confess that Jesus has saved you. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. And dear friend, this morning. And then he appeared unto the disciples. And dear friend, when they were out on the sea there trying to fish. And dear friend, and Jesus said, have you any meat? And dear friend, he's conforming them after he saves them. And dear friend, he teaches us how to be fishers of men. And dear friend, he said, cast your net on the right side of the ship. Amen. And then finally, he appeared unto the 500 brethren before he ascended up into heaven. Amen. That's for our confidence. That's the last time he was seen. And dear friend, as he went up into the heavens, the Bible said, two men in white appeared and said, you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus that you see going, come again in like manner. I think this morning he is leaving us the assurance of the blessed hope. Dear friend, that you and I who are saved, who have been called and convicted, convinced and conformed and confessed, I thank God this morning that we'll have confidence. Our Lord is coming again. I thank God this morning. Lift up your eyes. Dear friend, redemption is drawing nigh. The time's at hand. We're closer now than what it was when we first got saved. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Child of God, look up. Dear friend, this morning our hope is in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. May he richly bless you, is my prayer.